for SearchSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. This is Security Wire Weekly for February 13th, 2008. This edition, we'll talk about the state of the NAC market with Neil Reuter. He's Senior Technology Editor of Information Security Magazine. Also the news, attack code was made available for a Linux kernel flaw, and Windows Vista SP1 is complete. First, the news. A security researcher has released exploit code that attacks Linux-based environments. The attack code takes advantage of flaws in version 2.6 of the Linux kernel. The French security response team and the Danish Secunia organization gave the Linux kernel flaw moderate and less critical ratings. But some researchers at the SANS Internet Storm Center say the issues are potentially serious. SANS said that every server with a vulnerable kernel can be exploited to get elevated privilege, and any unprivileged remote exploit can combine with it to form a root-level exploit. Managing shell access rights will reduce the number of potential attacks, but some iterations of Linux have also been corrected. Joining us today to talk about the state of the NAC market is Neil Reuter. Neil is Senior Technology Editor of Information Security Magazine. He has been covering and working in the technology industry for more than a decade. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Well, pleasure, Rob. Good to see you. Well, growth is always slower than vendors like. That's nothing new. And we've seen with every hot new technology over the years in security, there's a lot of buzz, a lot of vendor hype, and we buy into it to a certain degree, and then reality sets in. We saw with PKI way back when. How many years of PKI did we have? This is the year. We saw it with data loss prevention and a lot of other things. Reality is set in there, I think. That being said, there is growth. There is purchasing taking place. Estimates for 2007 say that the market may have grown from 100 million or so to 200 million or 300 million, depending on who you talk to. We've seen that. Probably we're seeing limited test deployments in a lot of cases, organizations not adopting it wholesale, but adopting it where there's a particular need to be filled. The Information Security Priority Survey showed that 34% of our respondents say they plan to evaluate NAC in 2008. 31% have already implemented it, and 16% say they will implement this year. So there is taking place. The question there is, what does implementation mean? Does it mean I'm going to implement it across my enterprise or across my business, or am I going to test it in some branch office or limited purpose deployment? We've seen some consolidation in the market. Over the years, Symantec got in early and bought Cygate. Sophos bought Enforce last year, and we've seen some other cases. Again, the activity there has been from the endpoint vendors, from the traditional antivirus vendors, and those are the ones who've been snapping up some of the early companies that came into this market.
Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about the vendor landscape, and specifically one vendor, Veneur Networks. We had a story recently that they're relaunching itself as Autonomic Networks.
Autonomic Networks, yes.
And presumably the change is a shift in its strategy. And do you think this is a reflection of the market overall?
Absolutely not. I think it's a particular case with Veneur. Right now, we have to take it at face value. They say they've come up with a hot new technology that they want to incorporate to complement their existing technology. If you go online, their existing website is still up there. They're still selling Edgewall appliances. They're still Veneur Networks. The Autonomics Network is the website. Tells you a little bit vague about what they're going to be doing, but doesn't give you much information. I think that that they have something that they want to market. They think it'll complement what they're doing now and will enhance their position in the market. So I wouldn't read anything further into it until we see what develops.
What do you think Microsoft is going to do to the market? I mean, do you think that they'll have a major effect on the market in 2008?
It has to have a major impact because they're Microsoft, because they have NAP is going to be available to all Vista users. In 2008, probably not. We may start to see some results in 2008, but Longhorn is just being introduced to the market at the end of this month. We're not going to see that in general deployment till mid towards the end of the year and further. As you know, Vista adoption has not exactly been quick, and a lot of organizations are not seeing any compelling reason to go to Vista, and NAP requires both Vista and Longhorn. So I think we'll see some results and some impact and probably dramatic impact in the long run. Does that mean 18 months, 2 years, 3 years? It's hard to say at this point.
Neil, let's talk a little bit about the different flavors of NAC. It seems like every vendor has a NAC offering of some kind. And talk a little bit about whether there's some confusion from customers in the market because of that.
There may be some confusion, though I'd assume that customers are pretty well informed once they start to investigate. Broadly speaking, NAC falls into two categories. There's network-based NAC, which are vendors like Concentry and Nevis, Vernier, which we mentioned, Insidic, Mirage Networks, and agent-based NAC, which generally the hygiene or the antivirus vendors like Sophos and Symantec and Trend and McAfee, one of the independents that's hung on, InfoExpress, fall into that category. And naturally, one will say, the network folks say that's the only way to go, and the agent-based folks will say that's the only way to go. Partly it depends on what you're looking for. They all do pre-admission hygiene checks on endpoints. The network-based tend to focus more on identity access control, identity management, who you are, what you're doing on the network, applications control, more post-connect controls. It's really a different purpose than the endpoint vendors as well. We'll also see over the next year and a half, we spoke a little bit about Microsoft, but Microsoft and Cisco are cooperating closely now. We'll see a move in that direction as well.
Where does the trusted computing group come in?
That's hard to say. It's open source. So if folks like open source, they'll attract some attention. It's been largely a Juniper initiative. So Juniper's role in that, you have to look at that Juniper's position versus Cisco, small network company versus gigantic network company. You've got to think that the biggest play in this over the long haul is going to be Microsoft because everybody has Microsoft, and Cisco because most everybody has Cisco.
Well, Neil, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And finally this week, Microsoft Vista SP1 has been completed and sent to manufacturing. But some administrators are still not showing much enthusiasm for SP1. The release of SP1 won't necessarily speed up their deployment plans, they say. And many IT pros are still waiting for early adopters to work out some issues. There have been reports also of compatibility issues, and some say there have been even driver and reboot problems that create crashes and blue screens. Microsoft's Mike Nash, the corporate vice president of Windows Product Management Division, has been unavailable for comment. And that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcasts by going to our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest news and information at our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.